From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, which begs the question? This week's episode is inspired by a comment we received from Chris in Minneapolis. Recently, Chris wrote,
"During last week's episode on comprise and compose, I really hoped you'd go into another idiom that makes me crazy. When are you guys going to do begs the question?"
Let's start by getting a sense of, well, the sense of this confusing phrase.
So what's next on our DVD rental queue?
The Princess Bride.
I don't remember putting that on the list.
Oh, I did.
You did?
It's a great film.
It's just this side of a B-movie. The guy in the giant rat costume nearly loses his headpiece in that fight scene.
Come on! As You Wish, Mowage, the sword fights?
Okay, those are good scenes.
Which begs the question, why don't you think it's a great movie?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't what?
It doesn't beg the question. It raises the question.
Same thing.
No, it's like that scene in The Princess Bride. He didn't fall? Inconceivable. You keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
For not liking the film, you sure know a lot about it.
In our last episode, we had a discussion about prescriptivism versus descriptivism. Begs the question is another linguistic lightning rod. The phrase tends to perturb one camp or the other when it's perceived that it has been used incorrectly. Begs the question is an idiom that has come to mean raises the question or causes one to ask. For example,
carrot cake is Heather's favorite, which begs the question, why did they serve German chocolate cake at her birthday?
This common usage often comes under fire because, as Michael Quinion writes in his book Port Out, Starboard Home,
most of our problems arise because whoever translated it made a mess of the job. The Latin might better be translated as laying claim to the principle, that is, assuming something which needs first to be proved.
When Quinion writes that the translator made a mess of the job, he means that the phrase begs the question came about like a game of telephone. In 350 BCE, Aristotle originally described a logical problem where a person uses a conclusion to make an argument. His Greek was later translated into the Latin petitio principi, and in the year 1581, the Latin phrase was retranslated into English as begs the question. The problem with begging the question is that it's closely related to circular logic. For example,
extraterrestrial life must exist because I've had experiences that can only be explained by the existence of life on other planets.
Here, the conclusion is that aliens exist. However, the argument begs the question because the evidence is just as dubious as the conclusion. It would be sort of like saying,
aliens must exist because aliens exist.
Linguistic controversy arises because modern speakers and writers take the word beg in the phrase to mean humbly submit, as in,
I beg your pardon,
or
I beg to differ.
Purists resist the interpretation, but begs the question is another example of an idiom, that is, language that has morphed from its original definition and taken on a different meaning in common usage. All that said, should writers, as Quinion advises, avoid the phrase altogether in order to prevent conflict?
Inconceivable.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from Port Out, Starboard Home by Michael Quinion and Fowler's Modern English Usage by R.W. Birchfield, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Bridget Murphy, and John Ryan. Corey also wrote this week's episode. Thanks, Corey.
You keep on using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.